Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. I'm UK Daz, and today we're going to be covering some more of your questions that you've been asking in my social media. So I've got a few questions to answer for you today, so let's dive into the first one. So the first question I was asked was, why do webcam sites ask for your address, and are they going to send me post? So if I had to hazard a guess on this one, I would say it's more to do with tax purposes than anything else. A long time ago, obviously, webcam sites would pay by check each month or each week, whenever your payday was, and they'd put it in a post and they'd send it to your house. That obviously doesn't happen anymore, but some webcam sites still do offer that as a service. The reason I think it's more to do with tax purposes is because you have to fill out a W8 Ben, if I remember rightly. And that's basically saying to the American government, because most of these campsites are from America, that you're either a US citizen living in America, which is a W9, and that form you fill out for them, a W8, which is a US citizen living outside of America, and you fill that form in to say you should be paying taxes still in America, if I remember rightly. And a W-8 Ben is a form to say you're a non-US citizen living outside of America. You've got nothing to do with their tax purpose. As far as anything gets sent to you by post, I've never had anything sent to me by the American government saying I owe them money, or the webcam sites sending me junk mail. That just doesn't happen. They're very, very discreet. So there's no reason to worry about it. It's, as I say, I think it's more to do with they might pay you by check if you ever wanted it, or the American government is just looking for who should be paying into the system. So the next question is, should you sign up with a studio or as an independent webcam model? So this one's really easy for me. Always sign up independently. A cam studio will charge the webcam company. They will also take a small percentage of your earnings, so you will earn less. So always make sure you sign up as an independent webcam model. So the next question is, how much should you charge for your tip menu items? So this one could be a little bit tricky to answer because obviously everyone's slightly different. What I would suggest to do is take 20 or 30 different cam models, have a look in their chat room and see what they're charging for their tip menu items. Get like an average, and if you want to put it a little bit more, you're more than welcome to do so. Obviously you can change that back at a later date. So if you set your prices too high and no one's using your tip menu items, just drop it. Likewise, if you're getting lots and lots of people using it, maybe you could earn a little bit more for doing what you're doing. So you might want to bump it up and just try it for like a week and see what the difference is. Stuff like fetishes, again, check other people's room, but on average, you can charge a lot more for doing fetish things in your live show. So there's different ways to do it. I'm sorry there's no definitive answer, but it's just playing with the settings, looking at what your competition are doing and gauging it from there, really. So the next question I was asked was, how do I overcome my nerves whilst webcamming? So the way I overcome my nerves when I first started webcamming was I bought myself a set of post-it notes. I know it sounds stupid, hear me out, but I bought a pack of post-it notes and I stuck one of those post-it notes on my live outfeed window. And for those who are not signed up to a webcam site yet, that window basically shows you what your clients can see. And as soon as I took myself out of the equation, it made it so much easier. I wasn't sitting there critiquing myself thinking, oh, I look like this. Oh, I should be sitting. As soon as you stop seeing yourself, you just forget that you're even on a webcam site. All you are on is basically in a chat site and you're typing to people. That's it. After a day or so, take that bit of paper off and you will never look at that camera again until you just think, oh, I'm not in shot. You'll just see it out the corner of your eye. You won't even notice it. But yeah, buy a pack of post-it notes. It worked for me. And it, as I say, 2 weeks of being really nervous every time I live streamed, after a day of putting a post-it note on there, that post-it note came off and I've never been nervous since. So that's it really, that's how I overcome my nerves. So the last question for this video is, what film editing software do I use to make my custom content? So that's a really easy one to answer. I use Filmora. There is a paid version and obviously a free version. The difference between the two, it's worth getting the paid one by far. Basically because you can't take away the watermark in the bottom corner on the free version. But it's a basic, simple drag and drop system that you just, each scene you want to edit, you just drop into it. You can adjust the volume, overlays, that kind of thing. There's so much it does. I know there'll be people saying there's better programs out there, but I use that and I've never had a problem with it. So yeah, use Filmora. So thanks for listening to another video. I hope I've covered all the questions that I could possibly get into this short little video. If there's anything I've missed, there might be something I've covered in one of my other videos. So go back and have a look through my playlist and see if there's anything in there that might help you. That's it for another video, guys. I hope you found it useful. Like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for more videos. If you've got any more questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or find me on my social media. All the links will be found in the description of this video. Until next time, guys, peace out.